Come on down to Ted's in Beverly Hills. We got the greatest steaks. We got the greatest chops. We got the greatest seafood. We got the greatest salads. We will always have the greatest food in town. I don't care about Tedoween. You can take Tedoween. You know what? You can take Tedoween and you can stick that. You know where you can.
I understand it. I understand it's very, very disappointing for you, Tedoween, but you're with us, Ted. And you're on the air with us.
Well, you know, I know it seems funny to you, Phil. No,
it's not funny to me. It's just I'm just listening to you saying that we still have the greatest food and it doesn't matter, you can take Tedoween and stick it.
It sounds like you're angry, Ted.
Well, you know, let me tell you something. I am a little angry. And
maybe we ought to bring the audience up to speed. What's going on here with Ted? Ted, excuse me for saying this, Ted, but you stiffed another Tedoween.
Oh, man.
Would you disagree with that?
I wouldn't disagree with when you say I've stiffed. Chef Chidilli is here.
Well, let me talk to you. Hey, Carl, it's General Shaw.
No, General, I agree with your assessment. Well, yeah, you would. Well, the man asked me, you stiffed another Tedoween. You had all of this build-up. You had all of this promotion. You had all of... What do you want? Hold on for a minute. There. What a child, man.
Hey, Ted, come on, man. We can't keep going with you acting like that.
I'm sorry. I feel like for the second year in a row, I don't know what's going on, but it feels to me like God himself walked up to me and pantsed me in front of my customers, in front of the people that I love. Ted, it was a bad idea, okay? That's all. You're trying a bad idea 2 years in a row.
Let me get people up to speed on what happened at Tedoween. Ted Bell, this is a promotion that Ted has every year.
Do you mind if I do it instead of you sitting there and pulling my pants even further down?
Ted, I think Phil is trying to be kind.
I know that, Phil, but let me do it instead of you standing there pulling my pants even further down over my ankles.
I'm
okay, here, you take it. Hey, Ted, where are you going? Never mind. He walked away, Phil.
Oh, come on. Would you get him back, or we're just going to conclude this segment?
He's going to hang up the segment if you don't come back. Yeah.
All right, Ted, tell me what happened. Tell the audience what happened.
What happened was, for the second year in a row, I promised a free dinner to anyone that could take me screaming as Dracula into their faces without flinching, you'd get a free dinner. And for the second year in a row, you know, we gave away about 500 dinners. We gave away about 500 dinners. 500 dinners, Phil, did you hear that? You know how long I had to shake my ass back in that chair? Watch the language, please.
Yeah, watch the language, okay? And, Bud, turn off that air conditioner for the 15th time.
Sorry, God.
The air conditioner on. I'm sorry, Ted.
Well, okay. This is only my business, okay?
Your business is doing fine. I understand you got a full house tonight.
Phil, with all due respect, will you let me? I'll judge whether my business is doing fine, okay? I'll judge it.
My understanding, Ted.
I'll judge whether the business is doing good. You don't mind? If you don't mind. If it's all right with you.
All right, fine. Do you think your business is failing?
I think for the second year in a row, I'll say it again, we stiffed another Tedoween.
All right, let's get people up to speed on this then, Ted. How did you stiff, so to speak, Tedoween?
Well, as I said, we gave away 500. Well, let me do it. I'll do it like a man.
Talking about me?
Ted, go back. He's not handling this well, Phil.
Let me talk to him.
Phil. Yes, Phil.
Hey, Ted, butch it up a little bit, okay, man? It's not that bad, okay? You do a great business, and I know you're the best judge of it, but you do great business. You've got a great, you know, you're a great sponsor. People love your restaurant.
Okay, but like I said, do you mind if I be the judge of that?
That's fine. You can be the judge of it, but you're panicking. Your voice is squeaking out, you know.
He's asking you. I know what he's asking me. He's asking me how it's stiffed, and I'm saying to you, Phil, we gave another 500 dinners away.
Okay, so, you know...
You tell him. What he did was... But you have to demonstrate. What he did, as you know, Phil, Tedoween, Ted dresses up in a Dracula cape. He puts on the fake... He's got some wax fangs that he buys over here at Larry's... Is it Larry's Joke Shop, whatever the hell it is?
It's Larry's Hobbies.
All right. He goes over to this hobby store. He gets the wax fangs... He puts them in, and as people come through the door up to the maitre d' or up to the hostess, up to Kelly. He'll come out from behind. There's a little hallway. You've been to the restaurant, Phil.
Right, right. So he comes near the office?
Yeah, comes out from behind a hallway. Ted, come here. You tell him. I don't know what to... I come out from behind that hallway, Phil, as you know, and I give it my all. And I mean 2 years running, I've given it my all. And I come out and I go, like that.
And you're telling me 500 people over the course of what, two nights?
Two nights, yeah.
500 free dinners.
That's right.
Well, I would say that that's the first of all, the success of the promotion is that you got 500 people in over two nights for dinner, wouldn't you say?
Oh, my God, what is that supposed to mean?
It means, Ted, that, hey, you know, congratulations for advertising on the Phil Henry Show. There's people coming in for dinner.
Yes, they're coming in for dinner, Phil, but here's a newsflash. They're not paying for it, okay?
But that's the contest.
That's the contest, Ted.
I know it's the... What I figured was...
I think what got people through the door was a fun contest saying, if you can withstand the scream of Dracula, you get a free dinner. Unfortunately, you know, for you.
Yeah, and but here's the thing. The embarrassing part about it is, you sound frightened.
What?
You sound frightened. Okay, Jeff Chedilia says that when I scream at the customers, I sound scared, like the scream. Do it again. Do it again. I come around the corner, Phil.
Okay.
And I go, ah! What is... See, he's laughing because you sound frightened. You don't sound like Dracula. You sound like one of Dracula's victims.
Right there. That is exactly... That's a great description. You don't sound like Dracula. You sound like one of the victims.
You see what I'm saying, Ted? So when you scream, you're going, ah, 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 you know, like you're worried.
What are you people talking about?
Ted, I'm not saying that that's what the problem is, but I'm telling you that's what the scream sounds like. You sound like you're scared.
Do it again. I sound like I'm scared, huh? Watch this. Hey, there's Carrie, okay? Here comes Carrie. She's our hostess, Phil. I'm back up. We're in the hallway now, and I'm going to come right around the corner. Oh, that's not fair to her, okay? Oh, it's okay. She's a young kid. She can withstand it. All right, so I'm going to come around the corner. Watch this. Oh, fuck it. It's all right, Carrie. Go back to work.
What happened? She didn't flinch?
No, she didn't flinch at all. She looked up and she said, good evening, Mr. Bell. You think it's funny, don't you? No, I don't think it's funny. In fact, it's wasting my time. I think what's great is that we had a potential of making a lot of money, and we would have made a lot of money if you hadn't been giving away dinners like you're giving up your ass at a rest stop or something. What is... come back here. Yeah. What does that mean? Nothing. Did you hear that, Phil? This is the disrespect I'm getting.
It was very disrespectful, yeah.
What happened? He said Ted's giving out free dinners like he gives up his ass at a rest stop.
What the hell?
See, even General Shaw. All right, I'm sorry. I didn't mean, but all I'm saying, Ted, is if you're going to do a promotion where we're supposed to make money, they got 500 people through the door. Those are 500 paying customers, and you're giving away dinners. You're giving away the dinners. You remember the night that I hit you with the serving tray? You're lucky I didn't have you arrested. All right, fine. But that's how I felt when I saw. I'm back there. Louie and I are back there. We brought in George. We had a whole staff of people back there, some talented chefs back there, Phil, and we're working our asses off, making free dinners for chumps, because this chump... You're telling me, Phil, listen, if you're standing and I creep up behind you and I go, you're not going to be scared.
Yeah.
Oh, forget it.
No, hey, Ted, yeah, I would be.
Are you sure? That wouldn't even scare me.
Oh, my God, listen. Hey, Ted, you can't go, ah, ha, ha, ha. You can't scream and then weep like a baby.
That was the only part of it, Ted, that didn't work. You screamed, and it's like you were a baby needing milk.
What are you people talking about?
Just do it again.
There's Carrie again. Do it again. I don't want to scare her. You're not going to scare her. Oh, really? Okay, watch this. Now, come on, Ted. The kid's already... Here she comes. Oh, fuck. It's all right, Carrie. Thanks a lot.
Might want to give that kid a raise. She's probably wondering what's wrong with you.
She said, good evening, Mr. Bell. You're trying to scare me.
What'd you tell her?
What did you tell her?
Hey, it's a good question. What did you tell her? I said, yes, I am.
So as a result of this, as you call it, this the result of this monumental failure of a promotion, Ted Ween, that's it.
That is it for Ted Ween. I won't go near another Ted Ween as long as I live. I can tell you that. Well, that doesn't mean we're not going to celebrate Halloween, does it? I don't know what we're going to do. I had to take my name off of every... Phil, this is a calculated move, a calculated a promotional effort. They've already dead to Beverly Hills, okay, to put my name on everything. We've got the Clam Ted. We've got Ted Chowder. We've got the Shirley Bell. You know, we've got the Porterhouse Ted. We've got Smoke Ted, which is... Yeah, that's one he regrets. I can't do anything about it now.
What is Smoke Ted?
Salmon.
Why don't you call it Ted Salmon? There's an idea. Call it Ted Salmon.
What does that mean? What does Ted Salmon mean? Well, what is Smoke Ted? God damn. Talk about giving it up at a rest stop. Hey, you want to knock it off with all of those analogies, okay?
All right, listen. Ted Bell is my guest. We're talking with him here about the failure of Ted Ween. 500 people he tried to scare, and not even a flinch, Ted, right?
No, nothing. Now, all of them looked up at me. A couple of them laughed. Three or four said, good evening, Mr. Bell. Oh, hi, Mr. Bell. That's a nice cape. Not a one of them flinched. Nobody went, ooh, nothing. And you were, Chef Chedilli was here. Otherwise, I'm the kind of guy, you know me, Phil, I'd lie and say they did, but Chef, I was there not because I don't trust Ted, but because you don't trust Ted. So I wanted to make sure.
So Ted Ween gives away another five. How many dinners did you give away last year?
About 500.
1,000 dinners over 2 years you gave away to people who didn't flinch when you came around the corner.
All right, Phil, you don't have to keep, you know, repeating it.
No, wait, hold on. When you came around the corner and you screamed like Dracula and you had on a Dracula cape.
With the big high collar.
With the big high Dracula collar. And everybody just stood there staring at you.
Yeah, they stood at me. The one kid, there was a family with an 11-year-old kid who looked up at me and laughed. The kid goes, get this guy with the Peter Pan collar. And I said, it's not a Peter Pan collar. He did. He yelled at the kid.
You yelled at him?
I did. I just said, it's not a Peter Pan collar. It's a Dracula collar, you dumb, stupid fucking... Yeah, he did.
And, oh, Ted, you did not.
I apologized for it.
Ted, you're letting the pressure get to you, and I think that it's, in the long run, going to hurt your restaurant. Get rid of these asinine promotions and go back to what you do best, making dinner.
Yeah, the Easter Ted, you know, the 4th of, what did you call that, the 4th of July? Or
No, it was the Ted of July, you know. Yeah, I mean, we had red, white, yeah, the Ted of July, and we had a cannon that was painted with Ted's face, and it blew up.
A cannon?
Yeah, that's right, a cannon. It's Ted of July.
Was it supposed to blow up?
No, it was not supposed to blow up.
Ted.
And not only that, then we had, thanks, Ted. Oh, no, we had Ted Giving, which, boy, that blew every chimpanzee you could. You know, you say that, Chef Chedilli, and yet you've got a job. You have ownership in a profitable business.
That's the whole thing. The business is profitable. You guys are doing well.
Doing well, and we could do without Ted Ween and Ted Chowder, which is embarrassing. Every time I hear James or any of the servers coming and go, Ted Chowder, number three, we need some Ted, you know, and they're all looking at me like there's something wrong with me.
Because of Ted Chowder.
You know, you tell me who's doing that, and I'll fire them. I'm not about to.
Well, Ted, I'm sorry about Ted Ween, and I'm sure that next year...
Next year there will be no Ted Ween.
Sorry to hear that, Ted, but if that's good for the business...
Uh-huh.
Ted Bell, ladies and gentlemen, from Ted's of Beverly Hills, Ted Ween. What should I say, Ted?
You can say what it is. It was an unmitigated disaster. Oh, grow up, will you? The phone. Sorry, Phil, yeah. It was unmitigated disaster. I want... Here. Here comes Tony. Tony's one of our bellboys. He's not scared.
Ted, why are you crying?
I'm not crying. I'm just...
All right.
Why don't you go in and have yourself, pour yourself a drink, will you? Hey, why don't you, but just pour your, go into the office and pour yourself a drink. Phil, so that's it from Ted's of Beverly Hills here as Ted Bell stiffs.
Don't laugh at the poor man. I'm laughing. Why wouldn't I laugh? Ted Ween's, he stiffs another Ted Ween.
Damn it, it's 1,000 dinners.
But you made the very good point that that business would not be there were it not for the Phil Hendry Show.
A lot of those people are our listeners. Yeah, we pump a lot of business into that joint every year. And it's just unfortunate that Ted wasn't able to take. I got to tell you something. I'd be scared.
What do you mean you'd be scared?
If he jumped up behind me with a cape on going like that, it'd scare me. I don't know.
It doesn't seem scary.
Oh, come on, man. Even if he's crying like a baby. I don't know. I guess you'd have to be there.
You'd probably have to be there. The guy comes up to me and goes, man, I want to get a diaper. I'd want to get a diaper out and get to work, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. All right, we're coming back with Pilot Art Griego back to, once again, petition the FAA and anybody that will listen that pilots should be allowed to have at least one cocktail while flying. We can't drink and drive, but he thinks pilots should be allowed to drink and fly. Coming up on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show at philhendryshow.com. 60,000 hours of the greatest radio and digital content mortal man has ever heard. And it can be yours, yes, yours, to download, to stream, to listen at your leisure, or at your leisure, or at your home, or at your place of business, or at your girlfriend's. Yes, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show at philhendryshow.com has all of that and more. We have the Milwaukee Lions. We have the Bobby Dooley podcast, the Elcott the Next Step podcast. We have Frodo the Puppet. Man, we got it all. Get a world-famous Phil Hendry Show backstage pass now for under $10 a month, under $7 a month for a year subscription at philhendryshow.com. The greatest value online other than pine.
Welcome back, world-famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico here in Southern California. Art Griego is a private pilot, was in, actually a commercial pilot for the longest time, and is joining us on the newsmaker line from Santa Monica Airport. And now Art is in, private business for himself. You're flying customers and passengers, right, Art?
Yeah, Phil, we fly customers back and forth from Los Angeles, Las Vegas, L.A. to San Francisco. I have my own Skyhawk. We don't do much in terms of passengers, but we do a good little business, and occasionally we do some freight.
Now, you are proposing something you have proposed before that everybody thinks you're crazy.
Yeah, everyone thinks I'm crazy, and I would ask that they consider two things before they say that Art Griego is quote-unquote crazy. Number one, pilots have an enormous responsibility, the responsibility of lives, the responsibility of cargo, the responsibility of the aircraft itself. There is, as you have disagreed with me and many, but there is in the back of every pilot's mind as he takes off the fear, the thought, call it what you want, of how is this plane doing what it's doing? I know how to drive it, but why is it flying?
You've come up with this all. This sounds like the most cockamamie thing I've ever heard in my life.
You say what you want, General. You know, you're great on the ground. You know a thing about flying.
You have been saying this for years. Pilots don't know how planes fly. Are you saying that? You're saying that pilots don't get the principle behind air travel?
No, they don't. Well, go ahead. You tell me.
Well, obviously, we're not pilots, okay?
No, you're not. You're not pilots. And a lot of people can come up with a lot of theory, but we are, when we take off in an aircraft, we know how to fly the plane, but we're thinking, God help me, because I don't know why this thing is flying.
You're telling me you don't know why that aircraft is flying?
No, other than the fact that I'm driving it, I pushed the buttons and it went up.
And so therefore you need to drink.
Oh, that's funny, huh, Phil?
Yeah, it's very funny.
You think that? Okay. All right, then here's what I suggest you do. Why don't you fly an airplane, and through the entire process, while you're flying that aircraft from Los Angeles to San Francisco, wherever you're going, the whole way you're praying to God, to any pig god.
Watch it. Would you? Do you mind, Art?
All right, I'm sorry, but you're praying, God, please let me live.
You're telling me every time someone flies in an aircraft, there's a pilot sitting in the cockpit who's saying that.
You know what? General, back it off a little bit, okay? You're not Perry Mason.
No, I'm asking you the question. Hey, come on, it's a fair question, Art. Every time we fly, there's a pilot up there going, Dear God, please don't...
Look at this. He's laughing. And when the plane, Phil, plummets and goes into the side of a mountain and bursts into flames, and what you see flying from that exploding aircraft are bodies.
We had Ted Bell screaming and crying about 15 minutes ago. I don't need it from you, Art.
Oh, yes, sir. Well, excuse me.
I'm sorry. I don't need it from you. If you want to give me a sober analysis of what you're talking about, and this is why you guys need to drink.
I'm saying one drink.
You think that you guys should be allowed to have a cocktail when you can't even figure out why the plane's flying?
We're flying it, aren't we? Are we not flying it?
There's guys that are flying the aircraft yet. I don't know what they believe.
They're the same as me. How is this thing flying?
So you want to have a drink.
You know what, Phil? I listen to your show, and sometimes I ask myself, why do I go on that show? Because I know that when I go on, Mr. Henry's going to hear me for a while, and then he's going to go, ha, 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 and think I sound like one of those baboons with the big purple ass or whatever you call those things.
All right, Art, thank you very much. Enough of that. We're asking you the question, and it's a good one.
I know. How come I don't know how the plane flies? They don't explain it to us.
Well, let me tell you something, man. When you learned how to fly, you learned how to pull the yoke back. You learned how to push the buttons.
Uh-huh, all of that stuff. I learned wind speed. I learned braking speed. I learned the length of runways. I learned all of that, but they never told us, oh, by the way, here's how the plane flies.
And so the answer to that is what?
You want to get a drink. You want to say, yeah, because I don't know the answer to that. I need a cocktail.
Just one per flight. That's all we're asking.
When you say we, there's a group of you guys?
Oh, yeah. It's the Western Pilots. We haven't given a name yet.
Sure.
Excuse me, General. We haven't given it a name yet.
But you represent an organization of pilots.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And we feel we should be allowed to have one cocktail.
I think it's horseshit. I do, too.
Oh, well, okay. Well, I guess that settles it. I thought I was going to come on your program and make an argument. I thought I was going to come on your program and be allowed to make the argument.
You've made the argument. You want to be allowed to have a cocktail to calm down because you don't know why the plane's flying.
Yeah, and on top of everything else we have to deal with.
How about this?
Why don't you learn to fly?
Yeah, why don't you just go ahead and go to school, learn how to fly?
Go ahead and do what?
Go, as Bud said, go to school, go back to school, learn how to fly.
What?
What's wrong with that, man?
Phil, I've been flying for 35 years, and you want me to go back to school now and sit down and have a guy explain to me how the plane flies when all he has to do, really, is let me have one lousy drink both ways. So I'm going to say I get one cocktail, then we land, and everybody gets off. Then going back, I put my glass up, I say, hit me again.
Oh, that's right. Hit me again. Rather than know why the plane flies, just hit me again, I'll be okay.
That's right. You guys aren't pilots. You don't understand, Phil. You don't understand. Art Griego out.
Okay, Art. Well, you can't hang up.
I know.
But anyway, thanks for being on the show.
I appreciate you.
There, we hung up on you instead. People don't think that's funny, by the way. They think that's unfair.
Yeah, a lot of people don't like it, Mr. Henry.
Well, isn't that too bad? Thanks a lot, Art. Instead of learning how to fly, he would just like to have a drink. All right, kids. World-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated.
On iHeart Podcast. Hey.